This is Lauren Metzger for Telluride Inside and Out. Today I am joined by Jennifer Dewey, local jewelry designer and new jewelry instructor at the AHA School for the Arts here in Telluride. Hi, Jen. Thanks so much for joining me.
Hi, Lauren. Thank you.
So how did you get into metalsmithing and jewelry?
Well, I was very fortunate growing up to be surrounded by parents and other adults who had an uncanny love for jewelry and gemstones. And all my childhood craft projects seemed to result in wearable and unwearable jewelry, from stringing beads to quilling paper. They all seemed to turn into pendants and rings and twisting wire from my father's workshop floor. It just seemed to be meant to happen.
Fabulous. So you actually went to school for jewelry, correct? And metalsmithing?
Well, actually, I received a bachelor's in communications and psychology. I worked in public relations and event planning in Chicago. So the jewelry, it really didn't happen until I left Chicago and burnt out on the white-collar world. I moved to New Orleans, and the wrought iron just, you know, I was entranced, and I wanted a wrought iron necklace. So I decided I was going to learn metalsmithing so that I could make myself a wrought iron-inspired set of jewelry. And that led to working for Thomas Mann, a very well-known art jeweler in New Orleans and internationally, and the rest is history.
I love it. So what else inspires you other than, obviously, New Orleans is such an inspirational city on many levels, but what else inspires you now currently in your artistic endeavors?
Well, I find that my surroundings, no matter where I am in New Orleans, it was the wrought iron. Now that I'm in Colorado, it has to do with the nature, you know, flora, fauna, the travels that I take to really become inspired by other cultures. I've found that, you know, the cultures that I'm surrounded by kind of transform my aesthetic, and I turn what they find iconic into my own language of metals and gems oftentimes.
And so you're currently a working artist here in Telluride, but I know that encompasses a lot. So what all do you do?
Well, I do create my own designs and wholesale to various galleries and stores within Telluride and outside. I'm also a trade shop where I service the local galleries with repairs, some custom designing, and the community also comes to me directly. I have a show going on right now at Stronghouse Studios, their new studio
space.
Which
is beautiful.
thank you. Yeah, that's a good way to get a taste of what I do. I kind of have a smorgasbord of my capabilities on display.
You're definitely have an array of talents, so I know that the AHA School is very excited to have you. You'll be leading up their jewelry studio, which is new this winter, and you'll also be teaching several one-day classes. What can, if somebody signs up, which I know I'm tempted to do, what can someone expect from the classes you'll be teaching?
Well, there are three intro classes, each focusing on a different piece of jewelry. The first class is pendants, and people will learn everything from proper tool use, some really fun tools that we have down there, and environmentally friendly studio methods. It's all hands-on experiential training. They are short
classes. So I
don't
have to know anything.
You don't have to know anything. You'll learn how to put a blade on a saw frame properly. And, you know, it's a way to sample various skills and walk away with a piece of finished jewelry. But I'm I'm really hoping that then people will use those skills to transform their own creative ideas into various pieces down the road. So it's, you know, really just learning the basics and then addressing your own creative ideas.
Oh, I love it. So do the classes build on each other, or can you just take the one that you're interested in? Because I know that they have a sampling of one class is for pendants, like you said, and then the next one is rings, and the next one is earrings. You can either take all three or just pick the one that you're most inspired by, correct?
Correct. You will learn different skills in each class, so it's great if you can take all of them. You'll definitely walk away with, you know, the basics plus a little bit extra if you can take all of them. I'm also teaching a casting class for people who have either additional, or should I say, people who have already taken one of the intro classes or who have previous experience in making jewelry. So really, everything, you know, if you want to take all the classes, you would walk away with the ability really to start your own line of jewelry.
Oh my goodness. And actually, those, if even taking one of those classes would allow you to then have access to the jewelry studio, something you could go in and do on your own if you had wished with AHA, correct?
Yes. Correct. The open studio, we have it all set up, and John Hubbard has also helped with getting tables in there. And the open studio space, they provide you with the tools. You would only need to provide the expendables, solder, saw blades, et cetera. But, yeah, you only need to take one class to have access to the studio. I'm also available for private lessons to help students move forward with their ideas, their skills, problem solving. And the studio is just going to get better and better the more interest that we have. People who have previous experience in making jewelry and, you know, who don't feel that they need the intro classes, they can go through a process so that they can also use the studio. And it's really so reasonable. $25 per day for studio use.
Oh, wow.
Unreal. So or $100 per week.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of open, and it seems that as though AHA has made it very accessible for people's time frames.
Yes, and even the intro classes, I haven't seen anything so reasonable.
Oh, they're only $75. It's brilliant.
I know. Anywhere else, they would be at least $200 for the same amount of time, honestly. So,
well, the AHA does like to create classes that are affordable to, you know, your average local community member.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And taught by fabulous community members like yourself.
Aw, thank you. Yes, I love taking AHA classes. I'm going to take the drumming class that they're in March.
That'll be fantastic with that visiting artist. I believe it's Mike Dillon.
Yeah, I'm excited. Take it with me.
Okay. I will. And I really, you know, your jewelry and has inspired me for years, so I am so excited that you have decided to work with AHA and lead up their jewelry studio. It seems like a brilliant idea for cold winters when the days get dark early. You know, you're not going to be missing anything, but you can actually go in and create and learn new skills.
Exactly. And the intro classes are held from 4 p.m. until 7 p.m., I believe. Yeah. So it's great for after skiing. You can
come on in
your ski boots.
Have some hot cocoa and have Jen introduce you to the joys and adventures of metalsmithing and jewelry.
Exactly. You'll get hooked. I guarantee it. It's so fun.
Well, Jen, thank you so much for joining me today. And we look forward to the more classes and the more beautiful creations that come out of the AHA school.
Thank you, Lauren.
This is Lauren for TellurideInside.com, and look forward to more AHA interviews to come.